Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to APL Apollo Tubes Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Sodha from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the Q4 and FY24 conference call for APL Apollo Tubes. From management, we have Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director of Operations and Group CFO, and Mr. Anubhav Gupta, the Chief Strategy Officer. To start off, I will hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Post that, we can have a detailed Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ravi, and thanks to Elara Capital for hosting Apollo Tubes for its Q4 FY24 earnings call. I welcome all the participants on this call. So FY24, as it went by, it has been full of roller coaster rides. When we had started in April last year, we had come out of a very tough FY23, which got highly disrupted because of the global commodity meltdown, which impacted all the industries. So FY24, we thought that it will bring a lot of optimism to the business model after 1 year of disruption, and we thought that we would be able to do 3 million tons of sales volume for the full year. And that's what we guided to our investors as well. But after the 12 months, what we did is 2.62 million tons, which is almost like a 13% shortfall of our own guidance, or you can say around 350,000 tons of volume shortfall. So first, I'd like to highlight that what got missed, okay, why this shortfall in the targets, and how we plan to overcome that. So FY24, it started with India having its own problems like high interest rates, high inflation, the steel sector, the steel upstream sector getting transformed after almost 3, 4 years, that the new capacity started to come online after new entrants like NMDC Steel and long steel producer Jindal Steel and Power, they started flat steel production. So a lot of factors did impact the momentum for the full year. So if I have to recode that 350,000 tons of volume loss, we would say that 100,000 tons got lost because of overall slowdown in the construction activity, particularly in the retail sector. 100,000 ton volume got lost because of our late ramp-up of Raipur and Dubai plants, which we had thought that they will be operational within the mid-year, but ultimately both plants started production towards the end of the year. And also because of this new steel which was coming online in terms of upstream capacity, those 2 months in October and November, which impacted our Q3 FY24 pretty badly, and our volumes declined to almost 604,000 tons versus a normalized run rate of 670,000-680,000 tons. So these were the factors which actually impacted our FY24. But if we look at the overall performance with 15% volume growth, 15% EBITDA growth, and 15% PAT growth, we believe that we have moved our way from a very non-favorable situation, and now we are sitting on a highly solid platform which will drive our earnings for the next 2-3 years. Other than that, what we have achieved is 2,400 of capacity expansion program, which has taken our capacity to almost 4 million tons. as at March 2024. And with just a paltry CapEx of residual 600 crores, our capacity will be 5 million ton up and ready. We have closed our net cash balance sheet for the first time, with a small cash of around 200 million rupees, but it is highly appreciable that after doing capex of 2400 crores in the last 4 years, and our FY20 balance sheet was with 800 crore of net debt.
FY24 we are almost closing with net cash balance sheet,
and with the low capex intensity now, one can imagine the kind of cash flows,
the free cash flows which our company is going to generate.
Our OCF to EBITDA, operating cash flow to EBITDA, has been upwards of 90% throughout, and you can see the net working capital days, which was just one
as at March 2024, and again when we had moved to cash and carry business model in FY21, there were always apprehensions that
whether this is sustainable,
but now we are glad that 3 to 4 years of consistent working capital efficiencies we have been able to achieve, right, and which is best in the construction material sector.
And the ROCs, which you see optically at around 30% for the whole company, but this is after the fact that we have invested almost 1,400-1,500 crores in Raipur plant and 150 to 200 crore in Dubai plant. So these two investments will fire in the next 2 years, and then ROCs will go beyond 35-38%, which is our target. Other than that, the
construction boom cycle on which India right now is sitting,
whether it is in terms of the record pre-sales order book with the real estate developers, or it is with the recovery in the retail construction demand, which will come post elections and post reversal of interest rates and inflation. And then the infrastructure spending, which is going to take place in terms of any kind of infra which government or private sector are willing to build. We can see one slide in our presentation, slide number 28, where we have given the demonstration of what the commercial and infrastructure projects can provide the opportunity for structural steel tubes. That our share will be 4 times high of what a cement as a construction material gets used, or 10 times bigger than any other construction material product. So with the product range starting from 8x8 millimeter to in dia up to 1000 millimeter by 1000 millimeter dia. This allows Apollo Tubes to service the construction industry for any kind of structure, any kind of construction, whether it's a small shanty being developed in slum of Bombay, or it's a 5-star hotel or a $10 million condominium being built in Gurgaon. So everywhere and anywhere our portfolio is there to service the construction sector, the architects, EPC contractors, the developers. As far as Q4 is concerned, there were like some adjustment in the markets, in the steel market after the new capacity came in, steel prices were correcting. So, which is good that finally India market is seeing steel deflation, which is very good for us, because ultimately we compete against inefficient construction products like secondary steel, like rebars, like steel angles and channels, like aluminium profiles, wooden structures, HR plates, prefab structures. With our base raw material in the deflation mode, it opens a big market for Apollo's products. And with the product SKU basket, with the distribution network, with our business development teams working 24/7, this is going to help boost our volumes significantly in the next 2-3 years. But yes, because of steel prices coming down, it has marginal impact on channel restocking. So we have to push our products aggressively to our clients, for which we have to offer some discounts. So that's why there was like 200 to 250 rupees erosion in the EBITDA per ton versus last quarter. But again, we are not too much worried about it as steel is making a base with almost 10 to 15% lower prices what it was at the start of the year. It gives a very solid base for Apollo to push its products now. the existing month, April, May, have been going pretty okay, given we were afraid that election could give some disruptive environment, but April, May have been pretty good, and the momentum for FY25 looks pretty solid. After elections are over, we expect all the private builders order book, which is related to the pre-sales or infra projects where we are already working. You will see a lot of projects what we have given in our presentation, how our designs, our products are getting approved, right? So yes, I mean, we will be back on 20-25% growth trajectory in terms of volume, EBITDA and PAT for next 2-3 years. We are super confident about it. Lastly, I would like to highlight on our ESG performance because this is one of the very important barometer for our management today. We did participate in DJSI Dow Jones Sustainability Index for last year, and our percentile increased to 86 versus 80. And where on the overall environment social governance score, our score was 42. Last year versus 29 in the previous year. So, and just to strengthen the board, we got two new directors, Mr. Rajiv Jain and Mr. Dinesh Mittal, who come from the varied industry experience. Mr. Rajiv has been the chairman and managing director of Goodyear, the leading tire manufacturer, and Mr. Dinesh Mittal comes with Indian administrative background, which will help us improve our compliances. So that's it from our side. I mean, what we believe is that FY23, FY24 were among the worst years what we have seen in the recent past. But Apollo continue to do its work in terms of working capital management, generating cash flows, finishing its capex, innovating, building the market for new products. And we just need the tailwind from the macro, and you'll see Apollo getting back on 25% volume earnings CAGR. Thank you so much. We are happy to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first question from the line of Aditya Velikar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is in terms of EBITDA per ton metrics. So if we see Q4 EBITDA per ton and compare it with Q3 and Q4, there is a drop in that except for general products on a sequential basis. So what explains that? So that's my first question.
So if you look at the drop, right? So general product, what we have been able to do is that, the competition which Apollo faces, it's normally in the general segment, right? Which is the commoditized portfolio. In the last 4-5 years, the brand what we have built, right, for our products against the small competition, right? So that has started to play. Okay, that our price premium versus the second player, third player is now almost like 5%. Okay, which used to be like 2% 3-4 years back, but after our consistent investment into branding, right, we have come to a situation where even in the highly competitive space, our margins are lying solid, right? And as far as the other value-added products, this is more function of the discounts which we are giving, right, or the support which we give to our clients in the scenario of falling steel prices.
Understood, sir. So the next question is on volume sales guidance. So we had a guidance of 4.6 to 5 million ton sales for FY26. Are we sticking with that kind of guidance for FY26? And also in Q1, if you can indicate what kind of sales volume we can expect. Are we seeing improvement in demand atmosphere? And from when we can expect these headwinds which we are witnessing currently during this election season to go away? So something on demand front and sales volume guidance for 25-26, if you can throw some color.
So see, can we do 5 million ton in FY26? Yes, we can do. We have the capacity, we have the distribution, we have the working capital available, right? We have the product basket, we have everything in place, right? Given we do say 20-25% growth in FY25, and then we are talking about 40% jump, right, to achieve 5 million ton next year. For that, we need macro support, right? Given the fact that India is now finally into steel deflation mode, right, this opens up almost a parallel industry which we are going to attack very, very aggressively, right, which is secondary steel substitute product. Right, in last 5 years, because of the high inflation in steel prices, that market got it became almost parallel to our HR coil based tube markets, and we have been highly vocal about it that this trend has to reverse with the capacity which India is going to see in the steel sector, that deflation will come, and we are now seeing the trends already, which is visible in our April May numbers, right, despite the fact that India is going slow because of elections. If we get the market, we can hit 5 million ton next year. Nothing stops us.
Okay.
But yes, right now in our business model, we are projecting 20-25% volume CAGR for next 3 years.
Understood, sir. The last question. So what's the current spread or gap between the primary and secondary? So in last call, you said that the spread is coming down, the gap is coming down to 12 rupees per kg from 15. So is this trend will continue because more and more hot rolled coils get commissioned? So that may be beneficial for you. So currently, are you witnessing that trend?
Definitely. That's why I said no. Despite the elections, our April, May has been, both months have been pretty okay, right? And as far as the spread is concerned, which was as high as 15,000 rupees a ton, today it is around 6 to 7,000 rupees a ton.
Yeah, thanks. That's it for my share. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to strictly 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up questions, we request you to rejoin the queue. We have our next question from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. A couple of questions from my side. If I look in Q4, the rise in realization was lower than the rise in cost per ton. and there was a significant gap over there. So did we, and the prices, steel prices, of course, you know, they kept on falling through the quarter. So did we see some kind of, I would say, you know, impact of inventory on the cost that has now got normalized? If so, is it possible to quantify the inventory impact of it in Q4?
So Amit, see, I mean, there are two, three factors to this, okay? If you look at my product NSR, okay, which must be coming around 69,000-70,000 rupees a ton, okay? Now, I sell a product which starts as low as 57,000 rupees a ton and goes up to 100,000 rupees a ton, right? That's my product basket, okay? Then I have elements like zinc because of my coated products, because of my pre-galv products, because of my GI products, galvanized products. Then we have color as a raw material, right, which we are using for our roofing sheets, right, and other super value-added products. So in raw materials, it is now it is just not steel, okay, which is there. We are using much more products now, and we are selling more high-grade steel as well, right? So even that steel is higher by like 5%-10%, right? We are supplying one product for a solar project where my raw material is 80,000 rupees a ton, the landed, because it's a super high-grade raw material, right? So I guess as our volume mix keeps on improving towards all these high-value-added products, there will be like 400-500 rupees per ton of, like, you know, you will see you won't be able to totally kind of reconcile with the steel because steel as element of my total raw material cost is going down. And this is one. And second, yes, I mean, I wouldn't say there is any inventory write-down, right? What we do is we offer discounts to our clients, right? Multiple incentive schemes which go, right? That is what depresses our spread. But as of now, like there's no inventory loss, right, which we took on our balance sheet.
Okay, understood. The second question is, essentially, is it possible to quantify the capacity utilization at Raipur plant for Q4 and for the year and Dubai plant? And what do you expect the capacity utilization in FY24 on an average at both these plants?
Sure. So if you see, our Raipur plant today is around a million ton, okay, for the full year, 90,000 ton a quarter, 90,000 ton a month, 270,000 ton a quarter, and a million ton a year, right? My volume in Q4 from Raipur was around, the utilization was around 55%, right, on Q4. If I analyze Q4, it was around 55%, okay? And this year, we expect this ramp-up to go to around 70%-75%. And as far as Dubai plant is concerned, Dubai, we were to install four mills, right? Right now, two mills are operational, right? The volume which I did in Q4, based on two mills, my utilization was 45%. Two mills will start in next one and two months.
Okay, so what would the utilization in FY25, considering the entire plant and four mills?
Dubai, we are projecting around 150,000 ton, right, with a capacity of around 300. So it will be around 50% on all four mills running.
Great. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question pertains to Apollo Z. So there the EBITDA per ton.
Mr. Vikas, your audio is breaking.
Vikas, I get you. I get that question. Go on. Yeah, Vikas, go on.
Hello.
Vikas, go on.
Mr. Vikas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Please go ahead with your question, Mr. Vikas. As Mr. Vikas got disconnected, we will move on to the next participant. We have a next participant from the line of... Next question is from the line of Mr. Akshay from Canara Robeco. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just two questions, sir. I mean, I understand that because the demand scenario was bad and you had to give around 2-2.5 rupees extra discount. But so then what explains the balance part of the EBITDA per ton contraction? I mean, on one side, if I see sequentially, at least in the commodity product, we have done good actually, which is either not the case in the normal scenario because that gets impacted. But there actually we have shown sequential improvement. But then in the other categories, where we have relatively better share. So there, sir, why so much contraction? I mean, just in case of Apollo Z also, sir, there was so much contraction that was there. I mean, we had the benefit of leverage because in the previous quarter we did 6 lakh tons, but now we are at 680. So even operating leverage was there. I mean, so, sir, why so much contraction? I mean, beyond 250 rupees, I mean, what explains that, if you can help, sir? Yeah, that was the first question.
Okay, so let me address that first. See, Apollo Z, there are two types of product what we sell. One is the finished tube, right, which goes as a roofing structure. And second is just the sheet, roofing sheet, right, just galvanized. What has happened in Q4, the mix of the roofing sheet is pretty high compared to what it used to be in the first 9 months, okay, or in Q3. And in selling GP sheet, right, obviously the margins are lower than what you generate by selling a finished complete finished tube. So that explains the deterioration in the EBITDA spread for Apollo Z, okay, in Q4. And secondly, see, I mean, last year also, if you look at FY23, our EBITDA spread was 4,500 rupees a ton. And full year also, FY24, our EBITDA spread is like marginally up by 1,500 rupees a ton. So please understand that Apollo has started its like two large plants, right? The Raipur and Dubai, right? Lot of fixed costs are loaded upfront as of now. Okay, so unless we hit the threshold of like, you know, 60-70% utilization, the operating deleverage will come into the accounts, right? That's what is keeping our margin depressed, right? And when environment is not too conducive to get 15% growth, right, which we did in FY24, then yes, I mean the sales team is told, right, to give some extra incentives to push volumes. So it's just like, see, I mean 150 rupees a ton, right? That's what we're talking about, right? On 700,000 ton volume, that's like 100 rupees a ton is like 7 crore rupees, right, for the full quarter on an EBITDA of 300 crores. So it doesn't impact too much, right, to my overall profitability. What guidance right now, I mean, till March 24, the sales team had was that go aggressive on sales, right, because we knew that market is going to become conducive after steel capacity coming online. Okay, so let's go and hit for like 70-80% market share, okay, in HR coil based tubes. I would urge you to please check with the large steel pipe traders in the country to please understand that what is the kind of market share which APL Apollo is right now having in the HR coil tube market, and none of the dealers will tell you below 75%. So yes, I mean, giving 5-10 crore rupees here and there, but we are able to get market share, and when the prices stabilize, then we know that how to get the premium from the market. And anyway, we have established a premium of 4-5% versus my competitor. So just allow us like time till Q1, right? Because Indian steel sector has gone through a after 5 years, after a gap of 5 years, new capacity came in. So we're just trying to play around that to move forward, which we have done pretty well. And you'll see that the momentum from, like, you know, after the elections or end of Q1, Q2, you will see that all whatever got lost, we will cover up.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. For FY24, where was your total exports and what is the target for FY25 and 26? That's my first question.
Say it again, Sneha.
Anupam, what was your exports in FY24 and what is your target for 25 and 26?
So Sneha, export sales for FY24 were around 110,000 tons, okay, and obviously now for FY25, right, now we are projecting almost 150,000 tons from Dubai plant, right, so that will be incremental. So overall, my international business will be around 250,000 tons. There will be some obviously cannibalization from Dubai plant, which we will not buy from India. But overall, we expect it to grow to 200 to 250,000 tons.
Understood. So, and what could be your total volumes which will be sold to Shankara this year, FY24 versus FY23?
Shankara is like in single digit my contribution, right? 7-8%.
7-8% of your total volumes.
Yeah.
Understood. Thanks a lot, Anupam. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Vikas.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just first question, while we are targeting this moderate 25, 26, we have a tall target of 40% kind of the growth. So are we reaching the EBITDA per ton guidance of 5,500 plus, and because we have to be very aggressive and can't have both EBITDA per ton improvement as well as that kind of volume?
Hello. Sanjay sir.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes sir.
So Vikas.
Sir, did you hear my question?
Because when we cross 5 million ton, I have no doubt that my margin is more than 5,500 rupees per ton.
So we will be able to target both the expansion in the margins as well as the that kind of volume as well?
Yes, sure. Because what my thinking is that Q1 will be a little soft as per the election in a quarter. We are not sounding so loud, but Q2 onwards, I don't think it's joking. Last year, we are facing the gap between the secondary and the primary, almost 15,000 piston of gap. Usko beat karna bada mushkil ho raha tha hum logo ke liye, kyunki 15,000 ke gap pe with the same halka sa slightly ye low quality material un log ka jo hota hai. The Indian's culture has not understood. So, उसको काफी problems create मैंने ये उठाना पड़ा था. But what I think कि अब वो gap narrow down होके 7,000 के आसपास हो गया है. And slowly जितने भी ये steel plants के like NMDC and the JSPL का hot rolled mill चालू हो चुका है. And JSW Steel का बलारी I think also started in month of June or July. जैसे जैसे ये स्टील प्लांट्स चालू होते जाएंगे, जो गैप अभी 7000 का है, अर्लियर जो ये 3-4000 का चलता था, वहां वापस आ जाएगा। आई थिंक वहां से जैसे ही 3-4000 का वहां से हमारे लिए केक वॉक शुरू हो जाएगा, जिसके जिस पूरी थीम पे हम काम कर रहे हैं, जिसके जिस पूरी थीम के हिसाब से हमने कैपेसिटीज रैंप अप की है। राइट नाउ वी हैव अ कैपेसिटी ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 4 मिलियन टन, जून तक हमारी कैपेसिटी बढ़ के 4.5 मिलियन टन हो जाएगी। अगर 4-5 लाइनें चालू होनी रहेगी, एकदम लास्ट स्टेज पे है। उसके बाद हमारा 2 प्लांट और आ रहा है, जो सिलीगुड़ी एंड गोरखपुर, जिससे हमारा पूरा पैन इंडिया परजेंस भी पूरा हो जाएगा। वो छोटे छोटे प्लांट है, 2-2.5 लाख टन के, जहां पर हमारा कोई बड़ा कैपेक्स भी नहीं है। तो उससे हमारी 5 मिलियन टन की कैपेसिटी, वी थिंक कि अगले साल जून तक हमारी 5 मिलियन टन की कैपेसिटी पूरी हो जाएगी। हेलो,
यस सर, यस आई अंडरस्टैंड सर। सो गिवन दिस स्प्रेड हैज ऑलरेडी कम डाउन टू 7000, सो कैन वी एक्सपेक्ट 2Q ऑनवर्ड्स आर मार्जिन गोइंग बैक टू एटलीस्ट दी 5000 लेवल्स, और दैट थिंग विल टेक मोर लैक्स?
Q1 में भी नॉट, क्योंकि अभी इलेक्शन मंथ है, तो हम भी थोड़ा सीरियस में एग्रेसिव हैं, बट Q2 ऑनवर्ड्स आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम।
Understood. And sir, sorry, second question is, basically my line got dropped, so I don't know whether it is asked or not. Are we still giving that 250-300 rupees discount which we were giving last month, or we have actually pulled back that discount? And why APL Apollo Z EBITDA per ton decline was very sharp versus the other segment?
You can say like that, not 250-300 rupees discount, maybe this discount is more, but not in whole basket. So average is close to 250-300, but our discount, maybe this is 500,000, maybe some product 2,000 we have. So we are aggressive in the marketing right now. My first aim is to cover my 5 million ton capacity. Margins may get 100, 200, 300, kuch upar niche ho gaya, I am not caring. My single agenda is ki how I reach 5 million ton and how I improve my ROC. Because if you see, when we cross 5 million ton and we have EBITDA margin of maybe 2500 crore, 3000 crore, just to see my ROC numbers. And number two, my aim is right now, first time after a long time, we are net cash position. This year my target is at least we cross 4 figures with the net cash position to 1000 crore plus. कि इसको हम कैसे नेट कैश पर लेके जाए। आफ्टर दैट वी डिसाइड कि जो नेट कैश हमारे बुक्स में 1000 करोड़ आया है, जो भी हमारा लाइबिलिटीज 1900 करोड़ के आसपास है इस साल बैलेंस शीट में, अगर हमको अगर स्टील प्लांट से अच्छा डिस्काउंट मिलता तो उस लाइबिलिटीज को खत्म करें और वी गो फॉर सम अल्टरनेट अरेंजमेंट।
अंडरस्टूड सर। एंड सर, द गैप फॉर अपोलो जेट, बिकॉज माय लाइन गॉट ड्रॉप्ड, सो आई कुडंट हियर दैट आंसर।
That was because of Vikas, the product mix within Apollo Z, we sell finished tube and we sell roofing sheet, right? So this quarter roofing sheet volume was higher, right, which carries a lower margin than a finished tube.
Understood. But our annual mix should not change. And what kind of value added the ending sales mix we are expecting for FY25?
So we closed at 60% in FY24, right? Idea is to take it to 70-75% when we hit 5 million ton volume, because.
Understood. Thank you, and that's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the shift between.
Mr. Nitesh, can you please be a little louder?
Sure. Is this better?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the shift between primary and secondary, right? Two parts to it. One, in your estimation over the last 2-3 years, because of this increased delta, how much incremental share the secondary segment has taken from the primary? That is one. And second, sir, you have mentioned in previous calls, right, that the secondary market is basically dying. want to understand the intrinsic factors behind it, because some industry participants also believe that the markets will coexist as they have for past few decades, and there is a certain segment, price sensitive segment, which would still opt for secondary. So just want your perspective on if anything is changing in terms of customer preference, etc., or that particular segment needs.
You have to just understood that in the last 4-5 years in Hindustan mein, there is no steel capacity addition. Uske karan se whatever the growth is coming, usse the steel prices mein ek inflation aa gaya tha. Aaj tak history mein kabhi bhi kisi bhi country mein kabhi bhi ye spread 4-5,000 se upar nahi raha, aur agar aap India ke alawa kahin par bhi dekhoge to secondary steel hai hi nahi. Mane wo uska wajood hi nahi hai. This is only one India. Aur main dekhu to aap ye dekho ki the last 1 or 2 years is the bad phase of our industry for the primary steel producers. Humne itne gap ke baad bhi apna margins ko maintain kiya aur humne apna growth ko bhi maintain kiya hai. Aur ye impossible hai ki 15,000 rupees ka ye gap chal paaye, kyunki agar aap cost par jaoge to always the cost of the primary steel is less than the secondary steel. ये तो कैपेसिटी डिमैच हो गया था पूरा, अब वो कैपेसिटी वापस रिबैप हो रहा है. आई हैव नो डाउट, नो क्वेश्चन इन माय माइंड कि इसको वाइप अप होना ही पड़ेगा. मेरा पूरा थीम जो है, पूरा ये अपना एक 10 मिलियन टन का जो मैं अपोलो का थीम बना रहा हूँ, मेरा थीम ही पूरा 10 मिलियन टन का इसके ऊपर डिपेंड है. और ये नॉट इन इंडिया, एनीबडी इन द सेकेंड पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, आप स्टडी करो, कहीं पर ये चीज पॉसिबल नहीं है. और लाइक हिंदुस्तान में भी ऑलमोस्ट 50 लाख टन एचआर कॉइल पर मंथ बनता है, जो नेक्स्ट 1 ईयर में 50 लाख टन से 75 लाख टन होने जा रहा है. उसको कैपेसिटी को एडजस्टमेंट होने में टाइम लगेगा. तो ये जो डीमैच हुआ है 15,000-12,000 किस टन का स्प्रेड बिटवीन द सेकेंडरी एंड प्राइमरी, खत्म होगा ही होगा, क्योंकि कॉस्ट ऑफ द प्राइमरी स्टील इज लेस देन द सेकेंडरी स्टील. And the export market is also not good. Hindustan se ek sara steel export ho jayega. And for the ek reasonable 10-15,000 rupees ka EBITDA steel price ko bhi mile, aur hum logo bhi ek secondary se reasonable gap par steel mile, I don't think these days are humse koi zyada dur hai. Aur 3-4,000-5,000 ke difference ko customer consumer ek aaram se samajhta hai, और हमारी ग्रोथ में कोई फर्क नहीं आता है. रहा इनका कि इन्होंने मार्केट से लिया है या कि नहीं लिया है, इंडिया में सेकेंडरी स्टील का कोई भी एक पर्टिकुलर डाटा नहीं है. अगर हम देखें कि 7-8%, 10% से डिमांड ग्रोथ हो रही है, तो मे भी इन्होंने कोई भी मार्केट से नहीं लिया है. अगर डिमांड 20-25% से ग्रो हो रही है, तो फिर मे भी इन्होंने ग्रोथ वहां पर ग्रोथ को लिया है. तो बट इंडिया में देयर इज नो डाटा अवेलेबल कि हम उसको एक राइट वी कैन कोई हम स्टेटमेंट दे सके उसके लिए, कोई राइट डाटा हमारे पास नहीं है, तो उस पर बोलना बेकार, ये इज नॉट राइट.
अंडरस्टूड सर, दैट्स रियली हेल्पफुल, थैंक्स फॉर द एलेबोरेट आंसर. वन मोर क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम माय साइड. सो इफ यू लुक एट द फाइव प्लेयर्स, राइट, स्टील ट्यूब प्लेयर्स इंक्लूडिंग यू, एवरीवन इज एक्सपेंडिंग कैपेसिटीज, एस्टिमेटिंग good demand growth. So basically every player is increasing their capacity by 2 to 3x over the next 3-5 years. But the demand is expected to grow in 8 to 10% or at max say low teens. So do you believe that this can create an overcapacity situation in the industry over next 3-4 years? Or do you think the demand will be sufficient to absorb the new capacities that are coming up?
बस जो आप बोल रहे 2-3x कैपेसिटी एवरीबडी इज गोइंग टू इंक्रीज, आई एम नॉट सीइंग इट फ्रेंकली इन द ग्राउंड रियलिटी. आई एम सीइंग ओनली वन इन द अनाउंसमेंट्स, ओनली वन आई सीइंग एक सीरियस टाटा इज कोटिंग ही इज गोइंग टू इन 6 years कैपेसिटी 1:3x. आई एम नॉट बॉदर एट अदर्स फॉर टाटा का कोई कैपेसिटी इतना बड़ा नहीं बढ़ रहा है जो आई वे पैनिक बटन कि अगले 5 साल में 2 मिलियन टन से कैपेसिटी बढ़ना इज नॉट ए बिग चैलेंज, क्योंकि वी आर ऑल्सो टॉकिंग इन द नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर्स 5 मिलियन टन का कैपेसिटी एडिशन. Number two, when we are talking with the steel plants and the governments, we are talking ki India steel consumption jo bhi 140-130 million ton ke aaspaas hai, wo badh ke 300 million ton ke aaspaas capacity chala jayega. If you see ki 10% ke aaspaas kahin par bhi growing country mein fuel utilization hota hai total steel consumption ka. If India is going to consume 300 million ton steel in next 5-6-7 years, तो इसको 30 मिलियन टन ट्यूब कैपेसिटी चाहिए होगा इंडिया को. और इंडिया में यू कैन सी बेटर देन अस कि कहाँ बैलेंस इसमें कहाँ पर कितना स्ट्रांगनेस है और कौन ये 30 मिलियन टन का कैपेसिटी जल्दी से रैंप अप कर सकता है. मैं उस पर अभी ज्यादा कमेंट्स करना या ज्यादा बातें करना, आई डोंट थिंक टाइम विल बी सेफ कि हाउ इट्स बीन डन. बट वी आर वेरी श्योर कि आवर फर्स्ट लैंडमार्क इज गोइंग टू 5 मिलियन टन, देन द सेकंड मे बी 1 ईयर बिफोर और 1 ईयर आफ्टर, एंड द सेकंड बैच मार्क इज फॉर 10 मिलियन टन. वी आर वेरी श्योर.
सॉरी सर, क्लियरली हेल्पफुल. आई गेट बैक.
थैंक यू. वी हैव आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अनुपम गुप्ता फ्रॉम IIFL सिक्योरिटीज. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My question is on the capacity expansion, which is highlighted in the presentation. So, versus end nine-month presentation, the capacity expansion now is more in heavy and super heavy, and that planned in light and general structures is lower now. So, where is the shift? Where is this change happening, and what is the thought process behind this?
Right, Anupam. So, this is what we kind of when we had laid down the vision for 5 million ton capacity, right? So we were seeing that what all segments we should focus, right? But the success what we saw in big and super big sections in last 8-9 months, so this made us to believe that we need to install more such mills, right? Because the demand which we project is going to come, right? And also stay ahead of the competition, because we installed 300 mill in 2017, right? And now competition is talking about installing such mills right after 4-5 years. And now they are tracking us. They see that our 500 square mill is gaining momentum. So by the time they think in next 3-4 years they will want to install such, we'll be ready with 1,000, 1,600, right? So it is just to give a statement in the industry and to our clients that the demand which is going to come up, right, we are ready to cater that demand. So just like minor tweaking in our capacity expansion program, which got more skewed towards heavy and super heavy sections.
Okay. And understand that. And in terms of the capex and the capital allocation, so obviously your cash flows are very strong, as is visible. So the next couple of years, cash flows would obviously be significantly positive. So what is the plan in terms of allocating that between capex incrementally over the next 2-3 years? What is, let's say, if you can outline that a bit, and also any plans of any sort of a buyback which can happen over the medium term?
But right now, if you see, for the going to 5 million ton, we have a zero outflow for capex, because we are going to make capex almost 400-500 crore rupees. About 500 rupees, and we have some non-core assets with us, जो उतने में हमारा डीवरेज हो जाएगा. तो यहाँ पर हमारा कैश फ्लो 0-5 million ton तक. And next, for 5 million ton, we don't require lot of money, because we have lot of infrastructure already. So I think जो हमारा पूरा business plan है उसके हिसाब से 2,500 or 3,000 crore का हमारे पास आसपास का हमारा capex आएगा कि ये for next another 5 million ton. और जो अभी हमारा 1,900 crore का इस साल हमारा लाइब्रेरीज टोटल क्लोज हुआ था बुक्स का, तो फर्स्ट हमारा है कि इस साल हम 1,000 crore कैश फ्लो पर नेट कैश पे जाएं, देन वी नेगोशिएट विद द स्टील प्लांट कि हमको कैश पेमेंट्स में क्या डिस्काउंट मिलता है, नहीं मिलता है, एज इज बेटर टू गो फॉर द बाई बैक और आइदर बेटर फॉर द रिमूव द क्रेडिटर पार्ट ऑफ द फ्रॉम द बुक्स और आइदर गो फॉर द डिविडेंड, व्हाट एवर द बेस्ट फॉर द शेयर होल्डर एंड द स्टेक होल्डर. We go for that.
Okay. Understand. So that's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, you had, I think in the opening remarks, you know, Anubhav had mentioned solar, you know, pipes. So just want a little more, you know, little more details on this. So is this basically solar torque tubes that we are manufacturing, or this is, you know, more of the mounting structure of the solar thing? Because I remember a few years back we had a JV with a tracking company, and that, you know, I think did not go through. So some more details on the solar, you know, thing would help.
Sure, Pallav. So what I meant with solar was the our steel tubes being used for the solar structure. Okay, so what has happened is that now if you see any solar installation which has taken place, whether on ground or rooftop, it has happened with built-up sections, right? H beams, I beams. But what you see is that the steel tubes, right? They offer a better steel tubes offer better design in terms of tonnage optimization. So this is where we are pushing the designers of solar. We are pushing the designers of solar structures to go for tubes. That is one. Second, the big shift which is happening is that whatever on-ground solar installation has taken place, it is standstill. Now the world is moving towards tracking solar systems, right? Tracking solar system needs to be built only on a tubular structure. Tracker cannot move on conventional built-up section. So this is where the market opportunity lies, and we are working with all the large solar power producers, right, to develop trackers to develop their tracking structures with help of our tubes. So this is where the opportunity lies. So it is for the structure. We are not getting into solar panel manufacturing or something. It is just we using our tubes to make the solar structure more efficient, so that the solar power producer can increase its efficiency from solar.
Yeah. So I got that part. So I'm talking about, you know, solar torque tubes which are used in the tracking system. So right now, are we also, you know, manufacturing that, or are we empaneled with some of the, you know, vendors who supply that, or this is, you know,
So I will not like to name our clients, but yes, we are working with solar power producers directly.
Okay, and so as of now, I mean, this may not be a very significant portion, but maybe going ahead, this can form a
opportunity. So just for the reference point, one megawatt of solar tracker requires 25 tons of torque tubes.
Okay. And this would be sort of an empanelment process, you know, so like an auto OEM approval process. Would that be the right way to look at this opportunity?
I don't think so, because we worked with one of India's largest solar power producer. Okay, 8 months back, they told us that can you develop this product of a pentagonal shaped tube? Okay. Within 8 months, we were ready with the innovative design, and the supplies also started within 8 months.
Sure. And lastly, I think, you know, I think a special grade of steel is used. So I think maybe recently, you know, one of the two of Indian companies have started manufacturing it. But otherwise, this, I think, was more of an imported thing. So is that why the prices you mentioned were very high, you know, for a particular grade of steel used?
Yes. But now, yes, all the Indian steel manufacturers are working on the graded steel, and they improve a lot of.
Sure. Okay, yeah, thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Bharat Shah from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead. Hello.
Sanjay ji, namaskar.
Namaskar, Bharat bhai, namaskar.
Mujhe prashna nahi puchna hai, but I just wanted to make a point. Main samajhta hu ki 2023-24, dono mein steel price ki movement unexpected and violent, violently high rahi hai. And I think it is to the credit of APL Apollo that very, very difficult period of downward and very volatile prices of the steel we have been able to deal with without surrendering or succumbing. But mera wo bhi manna hai ki now we have capacity of a kind, we are fully prepared with our assets. The opportunity externally is significant. Even new opportunity of exports is something that we have opened up. We have one of the highest innovation ratio in SKUs compared to any other player, domestic or the global. Even people like Jekyllman have much lower level of innovation than we have. And with the kind of vigor and energy with which we pursue every cost line, whether it is logistics, whether it is freight, energy cost or whatever, and with the premiumization, value-added portfolio. ये सभी फैक्टर ध्यान में रख के अभी हमारे पास कोई ऑप्शन नहीं है बट टू परफॉर्म रिमार्केबली हायर द वे APL Apollo ऑलवेज हैज बीन नोन फॉर एंड हैज बीन डूइंग. ये लास्ट दो साल कुछ हद तक मेरे ख्याल से स्थगित रहे हुए, स्थगित का दूसरों की डेफिनेशन में शायद 0% होता है, APL Apollo के लिए वो 15% भी स्थगित ही है मैं मानता हूँ. बट नाउ वी हैव ऑल द थिंग्स रेडी, तख्ता तैयार है, एवरीथिंग इज सेट एंड फॉर नॉट जस्ट 24-25 बट फॉर इयर्स अहेड. ये हमारा दायित्व है कि अभी हम इतनी सारी फैक्टर्स हमारी फेवर में है, उसके बाद हमारी डिलीवरी वो पहले वाले APL Apollo जो दो साल पहले का रहा है उससे भी बेहतर हमारी मैं मानता हूँ कि होना चाहिए. So I wanted to hear from you, what do you think of that?
Balabhai, first of all, thank you for giving us so many, हमारा इतना प्रेज करने के लिए, इतना अच्छा स्टेटमेंट देने के लिए है. बट थोड़ा सा आपको ये अंडरस्टूड करना पड़ेगा भाई कि वी आर गॉन विथ अ पीरियड जहां पे स्टील प्राइसेस आर वेरी वेरी वॉलेटाइल एंड वी आर गोइंग विथ अवर द बिगेस्ट कैपेक्स. हम अपने लाइफ का सबसे बड़ा कैपेक्स करके जा रहे थे जहां पर हमने ऑलमोस्ट दो साल में रायपुर एंड दुबई मिला के हमने 1700-1800 करोड़ रुपए कैपेक्स कर दिया जिसका भी नंबर बुक्स में नहीं आया है. एंड 600-700 करोड़ का कैपेक्स हमारा ये दूसरे क्लास में भी टू इम्प्रूवमेंट द कैपेसिटी एंड द ये वैल्यू एडिशन. हमारा टोटल 2500 के आसपास का कैपेक्स हुआ, इसमें मिजली कैपेक्स दो साल में हुआ. एक कैपेक्स जो है ना वो सिर्फ किताब में नजर आता है बट उसके पीछे और भी बहुत सारे रीजंस और बहुत सारे फैक्टर्स होते हैं जो किताब में नजर नहीं आते हैं. लाइक हमने उस कैपेसिटी के हिसाब से लाइक टूडे आप अगर लास्ट ईयर का हमारा सैलरी कॉस्ट देखोगे तो ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 250 करोड़ है, ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 1000 रुपीज टन. जो अर्लियर मैं 600-700 टन पर 600-700 रुपीज टन पर ले आया था, जैसे कैपेसिटी इंप्रूव होगा वो कॉस्ट मेरा वापस गिर के 600-700 टन पे आ जाएगा. इस तरह के दूसरे और भी फिक्स एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन कॉस्ट जो थे ड्यू टू नॉट कंप्लीशन ऑफ टाइमली कैपेक्स ऑफ रायपुर एंड द दुबई प्लांट हमारे उसने भी मार्जिन को इम्पैक्ट डाला है. प्लस स्टील प्राइस का जो एक बहुत बड़ा रीजन रहा कि जो 15,000 रुपीज के गैप पे हमको मार्केट शेयर को अपना मेंटेन करके जाना था तो वहां पर नो डाउट कि वी हैव टू ऑल्सो सेल द मटेरियल ऑन द ये प्रेशर सेलिंग हमको करना पड़ा. और जैसा अब मेरे को लग रहा है कि जो 3 साल ऑनवर्ड्स ये कैपेसिटीज स्टील प्लांट्स का कैपेसिटी रैंप अप हो चुका है, रॉ मटेरियल अवेलेबिलिटी इज वेरी गुड एंड जो 4-5 एचआर कॉइल मिल और चालू हो रही वो भी ऑलमोस्ट एज पे खड़ी हुई है कि जहां से वो कैपेसिटी तैयार हो जाएगी. आई डोंट थिंक मतलब मेरे को नहीं लग रहा कि पुराना वाला जो आप पोलो देखना चाहते हो वापस बहुत जल्दी वापस आ जाएगा. आई कैन से ओनली वन कि यू कैन बिलीव ऑन अस कि जितना हम लोग हार्ड वर्किंग कर सकते हैं पूरा मेरा मैनेजमेंट एंड पूरा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन उस हार्ड वर्किंग पर लगा हुआ है. बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली थोड़ा सा हम लोग टाइमिंग हमारा साथ नहीं दे पा रहा जहां फंसे पड़े हैं और Q1 में थोड़ा सा हम स्लो हैं ड्यू टू इलेक्शन पीरियड को लेकर कि हम थोड़ा एग्रेसिव नहीं होना चाह रहे हैं कि कहीं समथिंग कुछ उल्टा पुल्टा नहीं हो या कुछ भी नहीं हो, ये कोई भी बड़ा रिस्क आपने किसी भी बड़े एग्रेशन में नहीं जा रहे हैं, Q2 ऑनवर्ड्स मेरे को लग रहा है कि आपको पुराना अपोलो वापस नजर आएगा।
हाँ जी, बस वही मैं कह रहा था, मैं एक आध क्वार्टर दो क्वार्टर एक आध साल की बात नहीं कर रहा था संजय जी।
बिलीव ऑन माई बर्थ ये कंपनी 10 मिलियन टन 10,000 रुपीज टन बिट्टा जो मेरा एम है 100% लेके जाऊंगा मैं। 5-6 हजार तो कहने की बातें हैं, ये सब किताब में जो लिखने वाले लोग होते हैं जो अब ये जिनको सैलरी बेस्ड काम करना होता है वो लोग लिखते हैं, मेरा एक ही एम है 10 मिलियन टन 10,000 रुपीज पर टन बिट्टा जो आप सुनना चाहते हो। मैं एकदम उसी एम पर काम कर रहा हूँ, एकदम कोशिश उसी के लिए करूंगा, फेल होगा पास होगा मेरे को नहीं मालूम है, कोशिश तो एकदम। जब अमेरिका में जैकलमैन आपने जो कहा कि 16,000 रुपीज टन का बिट्टा निकाल सकता है तो वाई नॉट इन इंडिया वी कैन कैटर 10,000 रुपीज टन। माई टारगेट इज, मेरा टारगेट वही है, बट अभी मैं कर नहीं पा रहा हूँ, सो सॉरी कि आप लोग को मैंने निराश कर रखा है मैंने, बट टारगेट तो मेरे से पूछिए तो मेरा वही है।
नहीं नहीं, मैं बिल्कुल निराश नहीं हूँ, मैं तो केवल एक पॉइंटर डाल रहा हूँ कि हमेशा एपीएल अपोलो परफॉर्म
ऑल द वे। सब बातों को छोड़ के कुछ बातें हटके बताऊं, लाइक अनुभव हमेशा एवरीबडी टॉक अबाउट वैल्यू एडिशन व्हाट इज 60% इज आवर वैल्यू एडिशन 70% इज आवर वैल्यू एडिशन। इफ यू आर गोइंग टू द चैनल, अब आप अगर चैनल पर जाकर देखोगे जो आज से एक साल पहले जो मटेरियल हमारा 1,000 रुपीज टन प्रीमियम पर बिकता था, टुडे माई प्रीमियम इज ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 3,000 रुपीज टन। उस मतलब मेरा अपना सोचता है मेरा सारा ही प्रोडक्ट वैल्यू एडिशन हो जाएगा, जस्ट गिव मी सम टाइम। तो मैंने ब्रांडिंग इनोवेशन डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन कॉस्टिंग सब पे इतना काम किया हुआ है भरत भाई, इतना काम किया हुआ है कि देयर इज नो लीकेजेस एंड नो, अगर इस पहाड़ पर पानी है तो निकाल के दिखाऊंगा, अगर पानी नहीं है तो भरत भाई मैं कुछ नहीं कर पाऊंगा।
नहीं, ये दिस इज टिपिकली द स्टेटमेंट विच कैन बी सर्टिफाइड स्टेटमेंट ऑफ मिस्टर संजय।
आप मार्केट में जाके देखो, आप चैनल में जाके चेक करो, हमसे कोई भी ब्रांड जो है आज 3,000 रुपीज नीचे में उसका मटेरियल बिकता है, वी हैव नाउ कमांडिंग एटलीस्ट 3,000 रुपीज ऑफ प्रीमियम इन द मार्केट। स्टेटमेंट टू गिव ऑन द कॉन कॉल, दिस इज अ स्टेटमेंट टू यू कैन गो एंड स्टडी द चैनल आइदर पूना आइदर स्ट्रक्चरल ट्यूबिंग एचआर क्वाइल मटेरियल में अपोलो का माल 3,000 रुपीज प्लस सबसे बिकता है।
मैं जानता हूँ, मैं केवल थोड़ा प्रवोक कर रहा था कि 2 साल थोड़े कम रहे।
सर आपको प्रवोक करने का जरूरत नहीं, पहले बहुत प्रवोक हुआ वो मैं। भरत भाई मैं अपने जिंदगी का सबसे बड़ा कैपेक्स लगा के बैठा हूँ, मेरे को रिजल्ट, मैं जब 1500 करोड़ के कैपेक्स से 1,000 करोड़ तक कमा रहा था तो मैं ये 4,000 करोड़ के कैपेक्स से मैं कैसे उस नंबर को वहीं पर रहने दूंगा।
ठीक Now, all the very best wishes. And it is really remarkable with the kind of volatility in the steel prices in this 23-24 as well as in 22-23. It's not easy to handle. And in a short period to deal with it without any sufferance is a phenomenal achievement. मैं तो केवल यही कह रहा था कि इच्छा यही है कि वो पहले वाले के उससे भी बेहतर नंबर दिखे, और पूरा सभी फैक्टर्स हमारी फेवर में है, वी हैव प्रोडक्ट्स, वी हैव मार्केटिंग ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, वी हैव चैनल्स, वी हैव प्लांट एंड कैपेसिटी इन द वैल्यू एडेड सेगमेंट, एंड वी हैव ह्यूज अमाउंट ऑफ फोकस एंड ड्राइव टू मेक इट हैपन। तो बस अगले
5 भाई आपको मैं एक ही चीज इंश्योर कर सकता हूँ, जिस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को मैं लीड कर रहा हूँ कि हम अपनी तरफ से कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे आपको कि आपको सही प्रूफ करने में, कि हमको हर हालत में आपको सही प्रूफ करना है, हम अपनी तरफ से कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे।
जी जी, थैंक यू संजय जी एंड ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट।
थैंक यू भरत भाई, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, ड्यू टू टाइम कंस्ट्रेंट दैट वुड बी आवर लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडे, एंड आई नाउ हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू मैनेजमेंट फॉर क्लोजिंग कमेंट्स।
Thanks, Manav. Thanks, all the participants for dropping by,
Hope to see you soon for our next quarter earnings call. And thanks again to Lara for having us here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.